Thank you so much. And now we can start. Fiona and the Jabu and Joni have already done this these observations and recommendations. And we just have to do that. But my view, I will say to them, let there be no observations. Let them make the recommendations. Why am I saying that? Because we don't think alike. Some people might not see observation as something that you can act on, you know. And if you have those recommendations, it's something that you must act on. So I will think that let's remove the observations and just put everything as a recommendation. I think there's a point that you also raised yesterday on Fasalvik to say that Africa is an indigenous language. So I said that they must put that on, you know. They must put it on as a recommendation, not to see it as... Because Africa is an indigenous language. Because the Dutch came, they never spoke Afrikaans. They spoke the Dutch, they spoke... So the Afrikaans is a ghetto language from South Africa. Yeah, it's everyone that found a way to speak Afrikaans. But one of the issues I also wanted to add, I think I've raised it in the when the department was here, is that one of the recommendations that I wanted to add, you know, the communications of the department is very weak. The communications unit, the communications, everything is very, very weak. I raised it before, so can you just add it in your room? Or we Palila? No. You see my problem, also the wording, you see, not because you just said the communication of the problem is weak. That's the thing. The communication to people in where they can't access national media is very, very weak, because it's only intellectuals that attend they can be part of the debate. Their communication is not I want to bother about what it doesn't reach anybody. You know, even the programs of the department and everything. So you find that a lot of people, they don't even know what about Arsenal culture or what is happening. And big events, I don't know about even the smallest events. If there are any other recommendations that you feel that they are looking in here or you want to add something. But also, as we speak, could also speak about the issue of the AG. I just want to give you a chance before I make my interview. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me just get to the point that you have made. I was also coming to make some proposals on that, or maybe to make some recommendation thereafter on the report of the AG. Sorry. Much as one will understand, I was trying to look into it from the annual report. Let me cite an example so that I could be understood. So when we make the recommendation at the end, we should have consolidated factors that will come up with that recommendations. For instance, when we talk about the reasons for mayor variations not explained, that is possible. That is something that the AG is coming out with. He is giving the reasons why so many variations and the major ones. So what is it that the department is doing when they get such a report? That is the I think we can look into that and then drive the proposals towards recommendations that we like to make, because the AG is also making that to making the department be aware. And then when you look into item number 15 again in the IMA report, it is still, you know, the AG is emphasizing that the submission of the sufficient and appropriate evidence. That is what the AG is talking about. And the last point is that I think we'll also look into when we talk about the AG's report. The leadership. They put it, you know, categorically clear that the accounting officer did not always exercise oversight. responsibility regarding finance and performance reporting and compliance and related internal controls. So what should be our observation? No, you said observation will leave. What should be the committee's recommendation related to that kind of leadership? Want the accounting officer to take responsibility. That is what we should do. And also, if you look into the financial and performance management, is the same. So that is how I think we should look into the AG's report and then emphasize directly to what they've seen and observed. So that as a committee, we need sometimes to use the mask, if ever it's possible, so that the department should be able to deal with and rectify wherever. Because we always talk about what will be the consequences if the DG discover that their staff, their employees are not complying with all the laws and legislation that is required for them to perform their duties. What more are they going to do? Or what are they doing thereafter? There is nothing in any way. So we'll talk about all these things throughout. The last point, Chair, this is the recommendation made by our staff, if ever I heard you correctly. The last two questions. I think the first one, the very last one, let me talk about it. The department should put in place controls to prevent expensive lawsuits. So I think we need to put a little bit of flesh so that it could have a good meaning. Whoever will be reading that, we recommend that. In fact, we are not expecting the department to take each, I mean the employees to take each other to court at the expense of the department's money. If ever they were using their own money, they would not be doing this. So I think we have to make it a little bit you know, explanatory for anybody to can deal to when reading that point, so that it can find it. I'm not criticizing the way they shorten it, but let it be, be readable and audible to anybody. And then the last one is that one, the second bulletin, the last second bulletin. It also needed to be phrased in a way that the committee has looked into this thing, and then we are saying this. It must be clear the meaning of what we want there as a committee. I know I've explained myself very much, so thank you, Chair, for the time.
Honorable
Mr. Tyler,
then
in both page 16 and 15, you will see on page 15 the second bullet of the Auditor General's opinion. I'm coming back to that one because I'm linking this bullet to page 16. Which is third bullet from the bottom. I think I understand both contents, but when it says on page 15 the accounting officer did not take reasonable steps and so on and so on, I wanted us to sort of give some kind of time frame here. But not only to record that, but to probably say by end of March there should be some steps taken on this particular one. The same should apply to the third bullet on page 16. Chair, you have elaborated on conditions, issue. I'm not going to repeat that. But to me, on this one, it says develop an effective communication strategy for all stakeholders. I personally need really to ensure that the communication strategy in the department as well, not only for the stakeholders, is strengthened. On page 16, recommendations, bullet one. Department should inform the committee of the international agreement. Remember, yes, we take that, it's okay, but I think it's not enough, because not only to inform as we spoke, especially on the last day, but we said we should have an access onto those agreements documentation. And I think that should be probably put right there. Point three, to the executive, the AC should work towards forming interdepartmental initiative, especially with the departments of basic education. I just wanted to put an emphasis on that, and in fact I'm happy about it, you know, especially when you see the tourism, that, you know, when they work together, we need to have access on those agreements. Also, ourselves as a committee, we really need to take an initiative now, not to always talk about tourism, and probably arrange some meetings with the tourism department. We have discussed this and many a time. Last one would be board members, which is the fifth bullet, I think. Yeah, from the bottom, page 16. Board members of entities should receive para training and should be knowledgeable about arts and culture issues, including administration. I'm not sure about this, what it means really, but I think, you know, it's very light. It's very light, because, you know, this should be talking to the staff members and managers, you know, I'm really not sure, but I needed us to probably look at this and see if could have some this line to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just a general comment about what we talked about yesterday. I think we, all of us, emphasized the fact that over a year from now on, mustn't be the case that we talk about the same things. There must be something in place. I just hope that the department and the executive, after they read the recommendations of this portfolio committee, they would fully understand the intentions of this committee, that we are here for serious business, and that we want to see that this department is one of the best departments in government. And we will make sure that they do it. Why I'm saying this? For instance, let's take just two short, under the bullet point to the Department of Arts and Culture, 1.2. Enhance internal audit function to highlight weaknesses in the systems, especially on risk management and fraud prevention. Now, as an ordinary human being, I would assume if an official in the department read this, enhance internal audit function to highlight weaknesses in the system, especially on risk management and fraud prevention, okay, that's fine, we've got it, okay, let's go on. And after 2 months, there's something about enhanced internal audit. I think we must tell them what, where, when. And they must report back on these type of things. So that we don't, after maybe 6 months, when there's a full quarterly report they give us, there's the same stuff we've read in the annual report. And I'm telling you, if we are not going to be strict on the department and the officials, it will occur. As the sun will rise tomorrow morning, this will occur. So I think we must formulate this in a sort of manner. Do it, otherwise, big trouble. I think that's the only thing. All of these things are all valid points. But my biggest concern is, will the official take it to heart? And Sam is the only official here that really can answer that question, but I'm not going to ask him the question. I'm just making the statement. He's not even looking up and looking in my direction because he's afraid, because he knows I'm right. And when he's laughing, same as a DG. Okay. So this is one specific point, and that chairperson, I think, it's attracting, you know, it refers to all the other similar points we make in our recommendations. I hope I made myself clear on this point, because I think this is very important. Then we've spent hours and hours about two entities. I'm just mentioning Ponsalp and Zara. I think what we must put in these recommendations, we know that the minister has resolved the Ponsalp board. We know about all the troubles in Zara. But at this stage, I'm very honest with you, Chairperson. The other day, one of the English-speaking, English press newspapers phoned me about Ponsalp and Zara, and I'm actually not sure where we are now. I'm very honest if I tell you this. And I think we must tell the minister and the executive and whoever, the department, that we must give them a time frame. Alright? This is, they must, in the first place, themselves describe the problem. So that they know, we know, there is a problem, and they must give a definition of the problem. This is Ponsalp and Zara. So that they clearly understand the problem. Then they must tell us what, because the minister has certain executive powers this committee don't have. The minister must appoint this or that or the other thing. Otherwise it will turn over for the next six months and is no board or whatever he informs of. So we must give them a time frame and what they are going to do, and I think this is also applicable, what, when, where, when. I think this must be the cornerstone of every recommendation, so that we sort of drive the department and the minister in the corner, and they can't get out of the corner. They have to act and act dutifully. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you, Chair. Just to add to what my colleague said, and then when the department does something, they must communicate. We were talking about the lack of communication with the portfolio committee. They must communicate any steps with us, so that if we were approached by who it may be about where are we now, we know about it. Thanks.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I don't know that order.
Thank you.
Don't forget also to go on the aging recommendations as well.
No, we must go on the thank you, Dr. Seth. Allow me to start by apologizing for everything. I was shocked to hear that my administrative, not from this committee, that I was attending education. And education, of course, is put on Tuesdays, and I remember the full name. So like that, it might be noted that it's Tuesday, I have to attend that. I have to prioritize education. So, like, if the education do something on Wednesday, I prioritize culture, because this day, I'm trying to be fair. Thank you very much. And I cannot say a lot of things, because when people have spoken, you don't come and wish your words, but I have two issues to raise on your recommendation. The first one is on the international agreement. And the department, it said here they should inform the committee of the agreement, whatever they do, before they announce it. I was not sure when it debated, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Because there is no department without a committee. Whatever they do, they give us. When they want money, it is discussed with the committee. And the committee approves. The next thing, they have agreement that binds us in the long run. And when you talk of culture of any country, you have to compare it with other cultures so that you know where you're coming from and where you're supposed to be going. And it's important to communicate to people internally as well as externally. So I think I support that one. And the last one is this. I think it's the third bullet under the Department of Arts and Culture. To the Department of Arts and Culture, it depends, they must build the internal capacity or a range of key functions of the department. I would say wise may not necessarily be putting forth what we want. Maybe we should say towards minimizing utilization of consultants. Because they should be working towards not using these consultants any longer in time also. So that if they agree, because if they say wise, they can do it and at the same time they must continue. But if we say towards, it's like we'll be moving from having this consultant always coming in. And the last is our should. I think one was wrong there. You see, my understanding is that as a committee, we request the department to provide us with all the proposals, the outcomes, therefore, and they must come to us within a particular time frame. We should begin them. They need to report back to us, but we must not leave it open-ended. We should expect them to report back to us and give them time frame for reporting back to the committee for us to be able to move forward. And then, the last part will of your report. I think these are your recommendations.
Page 16.
Page 16 and 17.
On the issue of the AG board, they want to make a permanent recommendation. There is 1, 2, 3, 4 bullets who come actually near on the same matter of the procurement and also on the financial systems. Say, my point would be that the department must have a proper procurement policy on the issue, because if you're talking about 30 days of payment, then that procurement policy must make sure that happened of the department. Also on the issue of illegal expenditures, that procurement and supply chain must be highlighted in the procurement policy of the department so that they can fast track those issues of financial aid is talking about. Secondly, is the issue of bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth point on page 15. See what the AG is raising. My recommendation there on the issue of capacity of staff in the department, I even raised it last week. The department, my point is that the department must really restructuring it. That's my recommendation. I mean, there's no one looked out even as much. The department must go back to the drawing board. They must restructure them. Now why I'm saying they must restructure them? Because of what you're saying on page 16, where on the issue recommendation on the issue of the executive, vacant positions at senior management level should be fast tracked. Now if you're doing the restructuring the department, you are getting some of your staff who can do those work, but they should be putting in the wrong place where she or he is not what he or she can do. So he or she is in the wrong position. That's why I'm supporting the recommendation to the AG what he's still or he's saying that the department must really go back to the drawing board. Otherwise, they will not move forward. I repeat the thing, I will repeat my term finish in 2014. Because that will take very long, as the minister was saying, in the executive, because there is not enough ministers to approve whatever, because of the system is prolonged so long, actually those implementations on the further vacancies. It will take another 5 years. So my recommendation is that you start to go back to the door. Thank you very much.
Who else wants to raise anything? Okay. One, I think one of the issues, Pastor was saying, there's nothing wrong with the wedding, but I think if it's not an enforcing wedding, that means you must do it. You know, your wedding, it doesn't enforce. It's just more, you know it. So can we change the nature of the wedding to enforce what we are recommending? I'm not happy with the wedding. I've just said it to the two of you from the beginning. Because it doesn't say the government is forced to do this one.
It's not
strong enough. It's not strong enough. It's very weak as if you are writing to somebody who's been recommending. I want to add that the heritage unit is weak, you know, because they can't monitor. When I talk about the monitor, you can put it as a agency, but also in the heritage unit of the department is weak, because all these nonsense are happening under their, you know, at the end of the day. And then they don't monitor them, if it's parliament who sees all these wrong things, you know. And the other issue that I wanted to raise as well, you know, and the Dance Golden Economy Project, people don't know. Normal people on the ground, they don't even know what they're talking about.
I myself, I'm
still not very clear what is this Dance Golden Economy about. You know, what are our old people benefiting about it? So there must be an education benefit. I think the issue of consultants is not only on the language unit. The department must stop using consultants. You know, the money that they give the consultants is that they can make more positions available. You know. So it's not only on language, but just consultants. We can't really use consultants like this. I know they'll come and say, no, there's a scarce skill, or they will come and send them.
That's not me.
No. Sorry about that. You know. And then, I want to come to the recommendations of the AG. I think some of the things that AG is raising, some of the issues that we have been saying the committee. I mean, maybe I would say there's an undermining of law. Because if you look at one sort of thing, if you look at point three, those second from the second point, this is that the reporting framework prescribed by the National Register is not a compliant. The department is not compliant to that, number one. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you know, you say there are major variances, you know, and they were not explained to traders. Even though us when we read the report, I still can't get some of the variances that they've been raising if you get at the end of the report. So that's very concerning that there's so many variances. That is the work has not been done, you know. You get further to say that the AG says that the more adequate and reliable evidence provided for 52% of all the variances, that means there's corruption somewhere hidden. We have things like that. Because if you can't explain what has not been happening, there is a problem. Or the issue of service delivery, I would say the lack of what I say. I also said there's a lack of political unions, politicians said, so I'm not saying administrator, but I'm not sure whether it's administrative will, I would say. You know? What is the worst part you two is when it says the annual report is not consistent with the strategic plan. That is a problem. But if you see the problem, what causes the AG to say that if the department was able to explain why? Because they can say, no, we made certain changes, you know. That means they can't even explain it to the AG as well. As I go down, there was something that was very... The contractual obligations and money owed by department were not settled within 30 days. And it's law, then you must settle whatever was done on service within 30 days. Then it's a problem really was now. At first, we were depriving our own people. You know, people in South Africa, all these businessmen, they give up on government because we make them poor. They are paid after 6 months or 2 years. Why? They ask themselves, where is the problem? You know. And what is disappointing is that the accounting officer generally exercises oversight regarding financial possible. So I think there's a certain leadership within, I agree with the issues, but I think on what we've got is that one of the issues I was just saying is that the DG must not bring that entire of people here and then they don't answer. You find 10 people, only 2 can answer. The rest of them are quite, you've known to the honorable member. So you must just come alone or that. Because he brings a lot of people and then 10 of them can't even answer one question. So I think there's an issue of performance that is most serious. I think one of the issues I think you put it on HR. HR have stricter controls on Kumla with governments and business. You see, this current part, you see, it's not legal to say that actually they are stepping the law. Because this PMD is a law. You know, it's a labor law. You know, and you can't at the end of the day say that it can be done, you know. So those are some of the issues I have on my side of the answer. If members still want to have my side.
Yeah, why are you asking
that? I think we have emphasized correctly that this is the point there. Maybe we don't know how the department is operating. Honorable my friend, my colleague Nikki, has emphasized it. And we have just said mouthful shape. You know, it is clear that in compliance with the law and legislation, the department is failing in most of the things. So I think in our recommendation, when you talk about the contractual obligations, point number 25 there in our annual report, it states clear that the accounting officer is not doing anything reasonable steps to prevent irregular expenditure. That is the quote by the AG. And if people, you know, contravene this kind of legislation, what is it that is being done? And by whom? Because, I mean, the pass off with the accounting officer. What is he or she doing? So I think we needed to look into that and put in our recommendation to say, laws or whatever legislation that would be quoting should be complied with by whoever is responsible for. Because this thing will keep on, you know, occurring in the AG's report and in our report and so on and so on. You know, people in the department, we don't know how they operate in any way. The last point, Chair, this one I need also advice. In the report made by our staff here, number 6, you know, when considering the report of the Committee on Public Accounts, it shows that for this financial or the period under review, there is no report from the accounting, I mean from the public accounts. But if we like to put something, that means we will have to take the previous financial year's report. What did they discover? I think that we might be having some records that will reflect on that. So, unlike if we put it as if now we don't know what is it that we can put as a recommendation or what we have observed as being observed by the public account. So I think we need to put it in something there, or else maybe we leave as it is if it's there. But I need advice as a committee so that we put our things in a more clearer and it shows that we were serious in doing all these things. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just a comment on the Auditor General's opinion. Now, after we've got the briefing from the Auditor General's office, it was very interesting to listen to report and read reports in the newspaper after the tabling of annual reports. The first thing they say, oh, it's very well, we received an unqualified audit opinion. But on the other hand, as you pointed out, Chairperson, if you look down the list, there's so much to be corrected that it's not a good audit. If you look at all the things that is not been done, although it is an unqualified audit opinion, I think we must put it under stress the fact that thank you for the unqualified opinion, but that made it not good work for the department at all, because there's a lot of things wrong. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I think I actually put an emphasis on the day of meeting the department, especially page 9, last bullet and key successes. I understood the response, not to the fullest, but I think I understood it. But when it actually comes back and reflect as it is, you know, taking it from the auditor's report, I mean, opinion, when we met them here, that they always picked up irregularities and unauthorized. I wonder, you know, whilst accepting the fact that, you know, the department or the unit actually overperformed, you know, when implementing successfully, you know, the 24 mini libraries was planned, only 6, which is okay. But there is my question that I would actually request or ask here to ourselves, and probably that could lead to rephrasing with understanding correctly of what this means. Where one got the money to implement 24? When budgeted and planned for 6? I don't know if this is actually making sense. You know, it's not a question, but you know, I don't think, you know, if we have this like it is or as it is, yeah, planned 6 and budgeted for 6, implemented successfully 24. The slight problem is that, you know, isn't there an unauthorized little bit of some money somewhere? You know, and that's my comment here, and I don't get it really. And I'm not posing a question here. So this is just my concern, and I don't know if one could probably turn it to something positive and understandable. Thank you.
I'm not taking the cognitive back. You know, it's so sad, and so you feel so hopeless. If you're really seeing as a political member who's sitting here, that officials take us for a ride. It's so sad. I don't know how to explain it. If you take those two things, né? I go back to my previous ones of the budget review of 2010 and 2011. Then I take the other one of this year. Okay, it's exactly the same. It's a cut and paste. It's exactly the same. See, but anyway, you know, see, but then if you take our discussion, honorable members, when we discussed yesterday in this budget review of the department, we discussed it clearly yesterday, and we came up more or less with recommendations. Now, if you take it in the summarized report and the recommendation, and you take the previous one, it's more or less the same recommendations the committee made on the report it was receiving from the department. And today, I'm asking you, I'm going to do my homework. If I don't know even to speak, I can see it's exactly the same. So it's just a cut and a paste. So we didn't actually make progress in this department. And I must agree with Honorable Father Ben was saying yesterday, and I was seeing when he count the money, who has not spent, it's a lot of money. But there's no progress, so we must actually get a report where we must go to those places and see if this problems really be implemented. If we not be serious, I mean, Honorable Don Rosa will be taking the account because of the history, because she must sign off the report of the committee with a recommendation. So in 2014, whoever came in this committee will go back to the archives Because where you getting the previous documents? And those members were saying, oh, that committee people are just accepting those cut and paste reports. And they were adopted. If I had the right, I would not even I don't even agree to it, we adopt this thing. Really, it's really a sword in our face. It is really, we must really become serious. Next year, I think, when, Secretary, when are you doing the strategy, the stuff, and is it before the book gets closed, or is it the month after the book gets closed, everybody? I mean, when are they doing the strip plan? Or they have that workshop thing? Is it before the month before the budget, the financial year close? A month before? I want the department must be inviting this committee. If they're not inviting us, we force all day without invitation to attending that workshop so that we not repeat the same issue. Yeah, I mean, I want to make Secretary Jaru, you are starting energy. You remember the Department of Energy and the committee went together. And make a big change in that department. Today that department is up and running. So I think that Art and Culture Committee must be with the department where they have the strengthening workshop. Because there you must also discussing the budget in this plan or workshop. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm referring to the Auditor General's report. And I feel that we can do a recommendation there as well. We congratulated them on an unqualified report. But they should strive for a clean report. Because with an unqualified report, there are many matters, as my colleague has referred to. So we recommend that they strive for a clean report next year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kavli. I see it's a delegation. A delegation, I don't know, I'm not sure. Who are they presenting in the committee, or are they just here, guests? Chief.
These are our friends, we must not ask. Are their names? Okay.
Other members?
Yes,
why are the cameras? I'm not supposed to go there yet.
Yes, there's no cameras in this room. We'll visit another committee room. We'll back from now. Jefferson, I have friends visiting and I, they want to see the process of Parliament. So they from cut down and they are fortunate why to come and ask the culture because we want to make sure that this committee performs well so that we can look at the history of South Africa and also make sure that we have all the cultures represented and to see that we can unite as a country, and it's an important committee, and I think people sometimes doesn't think this committee is important. So we pick your committee specifically because we like your chairperson in the first place, but secondly that we wanted to show them the workings of Parliament and to see that at least the committee responsible for arts and culture is also making sure that Parliament takes arts and culture seriously.
Thank you very much. Can you just introduce
that? And then, why did you bring one of an entity? If they came next week, they would see the real madness of the place. Unfortunately, today we are just doing our own committee report. If you can come and there's an entity where we're asking what are they doing with government money, I'm telling you, so they'll be... The thing they have shattered. They are above the parliament. They are three parts. So I'm not sure. There are times where I think they have passed in the morning. These people are sitting on the other side. We are a lovely community. We deal with arts and culture. Our community is very important because that's where our people unite. You know, that's where we close our gaps, especially with hatred from the past history. You know, some people don't people are still finding each other, trying to find each other's houses, trying to find each other's, you know what I'm talking about. You know, where we are just talking about right now that we need a social cohesion summit where people can just speak and say, I didn't like you, big white people. Some say, I didn't like you, black people. Some, so that it's very good and fun. I'll introduce the members. I'm Nandi Sunduza, the chairperson of the committee. I'm a member of the ANC. And I'm a member of the ANC with Julius Malema as my best friend. He likes white people. He just wants the minds and the land. Don't worry, he doesn't have problems. He drinks his white people more than black people. So, sometimes you would meet, I wish you can meet him personally. You know, sometimes the media can portray something about somebody, but when the real issue, when you really meet the real person, you find him different. He had a party once, it was all white people, and I was asking, where do you get all the people? You know, I said, they're all my friends. You know, this is, I'm from Soweto, I'm a girl from Soweto. This is Honorable Lina Moss. She's the Koi of the time, I'm not sure one of the two. Or the Koi of the time, but she's a generation of those. She's from here, from the Western Cape, she's a member of the ANC. Then you have Honorable Mushwana, who's from Limpopo. Do you know Limpopo? The little Tanin, she's from there. She's from, she eats worms. The people that in Limpopo, they eat worms. Mopane is. Have you tried it? They are lovely. Also, I felt like that when, until I had one.
What kind of vitamins?
Then you have Honorable Nikki Van Der Berg. You should know Nikki. He was on TV, he was an actor. He's one of the crazy people here. I always call it Ness for him because he goes cuckoo, so I'm not sure. So, the member of the DA, member of this committee. Then you have Honorable Van Garvey. She's from Calvinia, in the Northern Cape. So, she's dry like a dry province, you know. There's nothing. Then you have Honorable Mabunda, he's also from Limpopo. No, Mabunda just raised your hand. He's from Limpopo and he's, what's over Limpopo?
Oh, in Limpopo, we are in a good mood now by hiding books under the bridges.
Yeah, those are the ones who throw books away. And which province are you, which place? Tell me about you.
Aram Zabini
as well, he's a chief. Then you have Honorable Chetela. He's also ran away from the ANC because he couldn't stand the heat. So he ran to Hope. So he's a member of Hope. He's from the Eastern Cape. But he's got a house in Joburg as well. He's single, he's still looking for a wife. Maybe you don't know any wife angels, that's right. He's looking for the wife because he says he doesn't want black people anymore. Then you have Fiona Clayton. Where are you from, Fiona? Oh, you're from here. She's a clear from here. She's our committee researcher. Then you have Jabu, who is also from here, from Kukuletu. She's from Kukuletu. She's our committee secretary. She's a member of the ANC. And then you have Benny Van Der Merwe Steyn. He's from York? I'm from Canada. I know what Canada is from Canada. Oh, I know there are a lot of questions like this. I'm Johnny. I don't know. I'm from Canada. Where do you come from, Johnny? Then you have Tiffany. Tiffany, where are you from?
Kenya. Ah, Ashton Doctor. I'm trying to even go to...
Come. Committee composition. Today we are just doing a normal committee work. I would have liked it when entities are here, and then you would hear. But I'm disappointed with your friends. They only come to Parliament after so many years. And I'm on
the point of order, Jeff.
I'm removing that statue of Luboda Day now.
That's the issue, Jeff. No, I just want to say to the guests, now they can understand why we are the arts and culture, because we are all prima donnas.
This is the craziest committee you can ever meet. Unless, do you know how we became friends with that African Cup? We went to Mauritius. We have to do work, and what do you call it? It was elections, there was elections in Mauritius. And now there, I don't know what happened with administrators. They gave us one of the filthiest hotels I've ever been. So we are all sitting about this white woman called Annette, who is a team member. She'll go back to Parliament and tell her. So is she going to sleep? Because she's a missus you are gossiping about. Next thing, I go to a room, boom, and sleep in comfort. She says, no, I'm fine. Then she's in the bed, why are you black people are complaining? She goes, and I'm asking, what type of white woman is this one? Next thing, she knows all the corners of Mauritius more than us. She was the one who was saying us, and our money was finished because of it. Because every time she buys something new, we follow it. Every time. And then we go to a market, and then in the market, when she appears, everybody knows her. All the vendors. You, ma'am, again! You brought us in! And she's a very nice woman, I love her. But that's not all. I'm told she fell in a lake in Mozambique or Malawi. She's very adventurous. Now I understand what she said, she grew up in a farm. Now I understand how she is. And thank you for bringing your friends over. Maybe you tell us who are they. Or they can do for themselves. In Parliament, you'll be through a mic so that they can record you so that you don't accuse us.
Before Dasha says, you didn't tell us whether she is married or not. Yeah. She is married.
Okay,
no, 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 no,
no, no, no,
in my culture, it's culture here. It's not an art. My other husband is very, very big and strong. So I'm warning you.
Exaggerating. He's a bit exaggerating.
My name is Jerry van der Spijf from Durbanville. I'm a dairy and a sheep farmer. And yeah, I won't be a sheep farmer for very, very long because they're stealing all my sheep. I don't know. I haven't seen them. They steal at night. But in any case, thank you very much for allowing us to be here on your committee meeting, and thank you for your hospitality and your voorlike manier van dinge voorlê. Thank you very much.
Are you married?
No. That's the easiest way to be in business.
Ik is Marine Meiber and I formerly was from the Kalahari my whole life, and until a year ago Uppington, my town was Uppington.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was working for the MP, the former MP, and afterwards for the DA, and then I came here, so now I'm back. And I'm staying here for a year now, and really, that is heaven. That's a beautiful place I've ever put wish for, and I'm very pleased to have the two best parts of South Africa. First the Kalahari, and now the sea and the mountain. I was married for 4 years, yes, but now I'm not married. My husband passed away. Yeah.
I'm Herman McDonald. I'm a commodity trader. I've got the office in Belleville and I'm staying up in Durbanville. And job. He's buying maize and sell it to the milling companies making meal, and the same with wheat, making flour, and we're doing a lot of animal feeds. We're dealing with these big animal companies that's producing animal feeds, so we supply them with the raw materials.
The middleman, what he tells me.
Yeah. I'm married.
Yes, I'm married. To my wife next
to me. Why do you think I'm married?
Come on, the white people are left, come and stand up behind them.
to stand before the
to bring them for you when I come.
And they buy for themselves to the clothes and all those things.
Why? It's so cheap. I know to get them cheap, I just bring them for you.
Hey, man, when I'm
no. Even in the business of the day, you're just sitting out. You see, I'm being asked by an artist to bring things from here. Everyone always wants things from a different country.
Remember, some left in the report must be ready. Okay, can I give you 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Five. Okay.